It is 9:34 and we are back. It is going to be a hot day today, 32 with that Humidex in late September. So thank you, weather goddesses, perhaps, for that. All right, so let's talk love and let's talk dating. Early in this show's birth, we had Chantel Hyde on. She is Canada's dating, like, chairperson, dating expert,
human relations expert. I teach people to understand why other people are either making them feel good or making them upset.
Which is, that's hard to do. I mean, because sometimes you don't notice until it's over. Or you notice when you're really entrenched in the bad feelings. Oh my gosh, this is not good. This isn't working for me. And you're so far in sometimes at that point that it's, you know, you can't see the forest through the trees, so to speak.
Well, you're talking about something I call the pit bull syndrome, which is when you get past the honeymoon period and now you get into reality, but you think the honeymoon period was what was real and you're trying to get back to that, which wasn't reality in the first place, but you're holding on.
You're holding on to that.
Yeah, way too tight.
We had you on early in this when we started the Jennifer Campbell Show. So you have you've written lots of books. One's called No More Bigger Than Jerks.
No more A-holes.
And we talked early in this show, and I think the thing that people found the most shocking in your dating advice, and I'm sure you hear this all the time, was that when you start dating someone else, what's the rule? Tell people the rule.
No kissing for 3 months, which ties exactly into what we're talking about today, which is the topic is why are women attracted to jerks? Mm-hmm.
Because if you are, and people got very excited about that, like, what? No kissing for 3 months. But, the science behind it and your explanation, I thought was pretty great that, you know, if you're kind of blinded by those, urges and that sexual tension and that excitement, you do miss a lot of things. You miss a lot of flags. You miss a lot of warning signs. You miss perhaps some of the things that you've told yourself never again. So if you just kind of take that off the table,
right,
your eyes can be open to all of the stuff that, you know, will happen after the kissing.
100%. And you still go through a honeymoon period. It is still enjoyable. It is amazing. And trust me, when you don't kiss for 3 months, everything is foreplay. Every eye contact, every touch, every word you say, it all feels like foreplay because everything is heightening inside of you because you're not diffusing it with, you know, basically kissing and then sex and then sleeping, and then all you're doing is not talking when that happens. So you're really not getting to know who the other person is.
So this was from a couple weeks ago that, because we've heard that many, many times, you know, why do guys, women love bad boys, women go for the jerks. I feel like I put my time in with the jerks, and I think that every woman has to love a jerk or two in her life before she understands, you know, what she'll recognize when a good man comes along. You know, you kind of like been there, done that. But this study talked about that it's not actually that you're attracted to, you know, someone who's an awful person or a jerk. It's that confidence in a man that we actually really like. But of course, sometimes there's a fine line between confident and cocky and controlling and horrible.
You're right.
It's the confidence that we're actually looking for. It's not that we have some innate desire to be treated poorly.
Right. And so basically, whenever I look at human behavior, I ask myself, what is the evolutionary purpose? What is it about that made us survive when we first evolved into early Homo sapien? And then I ask myself, how are we doing it wrong today so that it's not working out for us? So what we're attracted to when we say these kind of character traits is we're looking at somebody who shows a leadership kind of role, because somebody who has a lot of charisma and can talk to a lot of people is somebody who can usually delegate, which means that somebody who can get a lot of resources. And as early Homo sapien women, we needed a male who could get a lot of resources if we were going to make a baby with them. Otherwise, our survival was compromised and the baby's survival was compromised. So we looked for those traits, but we gave them time to prove themselves before choosing a mate to have a baby with.
It's fascinating, really, because we all are really just animals.
We are. Yes. And I say that. And we are mammals. And of the mammal species, the males put on a show to show the females how strong they are genetically. And then the females select. We, the women, are selectors. But we stop doing that. Well, first of all, I divide us into three categories, which is the spiritual self, the logical mind, and the biological animal. And the biological animal is what tells us subconsciously what traits are strong traits, and we're attracted to that because it means we're going to make a strong baby and that baby's going to survive. But when we use our logical mind, we say, how is that going to play out over time before we make a choice? And then the spiritual connection is what really connects us for, you know, the 7 years before the 7 year itch hits. And that's a whole other topic altogether.
Is that really a thing?
Oh, it so is. Yes.
Yeah. My marriage crumbled after 7 years. Is that just having this realization now? Yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. So tell us a little bit about your story too, because I think when people hear, you know, Canada's dating coach, they figure that, you know, you knew all of this when you were born and you just found your perfect match and that everything has been roses and sunshine and unicorn tears for you your whole life. But that's not the case. You had through your own, you have your own story to tell in terms of, you know, what led you to finally understanding love and yourself a bit better.
Yeah. Well, the title of my first book is what came out of my mouth when I was 28, because I just had this moment where the best education comes from mistakes. Mm-hmm. And I made all the mistakes. And then Which is great because now I know what not to do.
Right.
But in combination to that,
we're talking about no more
a-holes.
A-holes,
right.
Yeah. I wish that had come out of my mouth at 28. Well, save myself some trouble.
I'm a voracious reader. I've been reading since I was 4. I'm insanely curious. I got into human behavior when I was in my mid-20s. And when I combine being sick of jerks at 28 with all the education that I had from 24 until today and all the education I'm going to be getting going forward, which is what I'm going to teach you guys for in the future, but put that all together and I figured out so much about human behavior that makes it easy for me to teach it to everybody in plain English.
So what was your experience? So you were, and you're very forthcoming about your story. Like you've been married and had a divorce.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, still friends with my ex-husband, by the way. But, you know, I went through all that. I went through making the mistakes with the jerks. And then my first marriage was what I called my greenhouse. This was the safest place for me. And I proposed to him because I felt so safe compared to all the other relationships I was in.
Right.
But I got to grow up in that relationship. And we did outgrow each other. And now what I'm in is absolutely perfect for me.
And so, happily remarried.
If so
that sparkly,
happy.
Gorgeous hand of yours is yes. Beautiful.
A lot of work on that one. A lot of work getting there. But, you know, and the work was ego. I had to learn how to let go of my ego in order to get to the happiness that I am today. And literally, I haven't had a fight with my husband in over a year. We moved into this house in Elmira July 31st. And we stopped fighting before that. We haven't had a single fight in this house.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when you say the ego, like, what does that mean? If one's own ego gets in one's way quite frequently, doesn't it? That's a repetitive theme when it comes to, you know, self-awareness.
When somebody says something to you and you feel a flush of anger,
right,
that's your ego, because anger is a byproduct of hurt. And what they said hurt you. And usually the truth hurts.
Okay, that's good. And we all have those. I mean, we all have that.
But we have a choice. So what are you going to do when you feel that flush? Because the last time I felt that flush, I went, oh, what did he say that was true? And then instead of going, you're a jerk for saying that and for pushing my buttons, I said, you're right. I'm sorry.
Wow. That's that. And that is, that is a lack of ego, because everything in your ego would tell you to.
Ego wants to be right.
Ego wants to be right.
Absolutely.
And to win.
Yeah, and win. And the thing is, when you win that way, you lose in the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is fascinating stuff. Okay, so tell us, how are you training, you know, women to kind of be, you know, look to be finding who they're meant to be with now? How are you doing that? Of course, we have books, but you do seminars and groups and stuff where women are coming.
Yeah.
And so what does that look like? Is it a bunch of people sharing their stories? You presenting to them, you know, some of your insight and materials and them kind of having those moments in the audience where
Yes, that's exactly it. As you can tell, I can fit so much information in very little time. And so I just keep popping the aha moments on them the whole way through.
So what did you do before you were Canada's dating coach? Was there a different, did you have a different career path?
Well, my husband has a business. And so he does like custom steel rolling. I was helping out with the business. And then before that, I worked in bars. And that, let me tell you, as a sociologist, there is no better place to work in a bar.
It's true.
Because when it comes to behaviors in terms of relationships and how men and women are interacting with each other, this is the place. This is the petri dish.
And fueled by alcohol. So that's...
So no inhibitions.
No inhibitions, right? Yeah. And a whole lot of ego.
Well, I mean, we're all walking around with these big flaming egos and not many people are teaching us how to, get past it. And for me, the first step I teach in everything is meditation because that shrinks your amygdala. So that flush of anger and the stress that you feel when you shrink your amygdala, which is your fight or flight center, you actually reduce the physical capacity for you to feel stressed and angry.
Fascinating. Mm-hmm. So there's a physical component to this
too.
Oh,
your brain? Neuroplasticity. Many people have heard the word neuroplasticity and think of your brain as plasticine. You can mold it any way you want. You just have to do the exercises.
So the first thing you're teaching when, women come to you is that like that meditation, that taking some time to breathe and to center yourself and to kind of, make yourself, your mind be as quiet as possible.
Yeah. For minimum 10 minutes a day. And I have a YouTube channel and I say, go to my YouTube channel, type in my, Chantal Hyde in a search, find my Let's Meditate playlist. Go to the 528 love frequency, the 10-minute one. Do this once a day with headphones. You will shrink your amygdala. You're going to feel so much better.
Wow.
And now your interactions with people, you don't inflame so quickly when somebody says something. Like you just think about it a little bit more and you calm yourself and your ego takes a back seat to your brain and your logic.
Which means you're going to be making better choices, which means you're going to be happier.
And you're going to be calm about your choices. Like, women who are dating, they're anxious. It's like, I've been in all these relationships and I don't want to get in there. There's all this angst about it.
Right.
Shrink your amygdala, calm yourself down, and then do things that make you a better person. And all of this, you're just calm in the meantime. And like attracts like, you don't want an anxious, stressed out partner. So you calm yourself and you're going to attract somebody who's calm and logical.
Have you heard stories from women who have invoked this, not just the meditation, not just the some of the advice, but specifically, again, the no kissing for 3 months rule. Have you heard the stories come back to you and with great success?
I work with them because I do coaching as well. And if you're going to hire me for coaching, you're going to do what I tell you to do. And so the first thing we do is meditation. We calm you down. And then we get you out in the dating scene. And then it's no kissing for 3 months. And I teach women how to do that in a way that doesn't alienate the man, that doesn't make him feel rejected. Because, they want to get intimate with you. They want to seal the deal. They want to know, they're planting, again, the biological animal, the caveman days, I'm planting the seed so that she bears my child. So they want to get to that point. And so when you say no kissing for 3 months, you have to do it in a way that lets them know it's not about them. Mm-hmm. It's about your decision to make a choice that's going to be right for you.
It's fascinating stuff. And it works. I mean, we've heard the stories about how...
It worked for me. It works for my clients 100%.
How did that... it was much, I'm sure, thought and gathering of information. But what specifically led you to that being the rule or that being the time frame?
Steve Harvey. Brilliant. Yeah. And he said it best. He said, if you go to work at Toyota... you have to wait 3 months before they give you benefits. Why would you as a woman be any different? Why would your values be any lower than an automaker plant?
That's good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I know. It woke me up.
So when can we, where can we people get in touch? Give us again so we can search you on YouTube to find this. So people can start doing this right now, today.
Yeah. I've got, you know, videos on YouTube, how to, you know, tackle different parts of dating. I've got a blog, canadasdatingcoach.com. We have a ton of advice. Lately, we've been focusing on women who are overcoming divorce. I'm actually writing, so I've got two books out right now. There's No More A-Holes, and then there's After the First Kiss. And After the First Kiss is, you know, you waited 3 months to kiss somebody. Now, how do you do the first year? Mm-hmm. So you did dating and so that it worked. Now, how do you do the first year so that it works? And then we're also writing a book called Comeback Queen, and that's women making a triumphant return to dating after divorce. And I'm also writing, Fix That, S-H-I-T. Mm-hmm. And that is, so, you know, you're in an established relationship. You've been it for a few years. There's some issues that you just can't seem to get through. So how do you get through those issues? So this is like more in depth with conflict resolution.
It's fascinating. I love it. We need to do, I mean, we could do this all the time. We probably should do this all the time.
I would love to do this all the time. I can talk about this all day long.
I have to tell you, and you and I are friends on Facebook, so mm-hmm. I can see, you know, little bits of your life and you can see
little bits of my life. Oh, I love you and your husband, by the way.
He's not my husband.
Oh,
he's
your man.
He is my college boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then we both married other people and got divorced and had children. Wow. And now we're back together. But the first time you were on, he said to me, gosh, I'm really glad you didn't read that book before we started dating again. No kissing for 3 months. I said, I don't know how that would go. What would the rules be? Because, you know, we had dated before.
Right.
Anyway, it was just funny when he said that, right?
Nice.
Because he hasn't read that book. But yes, we are, we have a lot of fun. But I think that I said to him this weekend, I think the thing that comes with having failed relationships or marriages or, you know, being at a point when you're into your 40s is a genuine appreciation for when things are really good.
Oh, yeah.
There's so much, you know, I'm so much more complimentary and so much more appreciative and so much more full of gratitude for, you know, that calm relationship that doesn't have that constant kind of tumultuousness in it. I mean, when you really get to that place, you're very appreciative of it. And I mean, if you appreciate someone, they respond well, right?
So, oh my God, you nailed it right there. When you appreciate someone, they respond well. And that's another tool I teach women is how to build a man up, because it's like a bank account. What you deposit is what you get back. So the more you build him up and recognize what he's doing right, the more he strives to do those things again.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, you know, when we talk about how we're genetically made to function and do certain things a certain way. Like women are, we can see, fine detail better because we're the primary giver to children. It's a genetic function for us. Men can tell direction better because they would go off and hunt and they need to find us again. So that's a genetic function. Another one of their genetic functions is to look for happiness in our face. So the more we create happiness in ourselves and the more we kind of dote that on them, then the more they rise up and the happier they are in the relationship, and they respond really well to that.
Oh, Chantel Hyde, I could talk to you all day. Again, well, we should do, and could we do it where we are like taking questions and phone calls from people at some point too do that?
You know what? I say I'm useless without a question.
Okay, well, that's what we're going to get Arlene Dowell to set it up so that, because I think a lot of people are probably kind of floating around and thinking they're overwhelmed by all of this when really I feel like your answers and your techniques are quite simple and easy to invoke. You know, again, you kind of get caught in the big mess of things. Where can people see you next? Is anything coming up where people can come, listen, buy the books?
I've got, my God, I can't even remember the date right now, but I think it's around October 15th. I'm doing another book signing at Chapters in Waterloo. October 15th is the Breslau Craft Show. I'm going to be doing a book signing there. I do have a book signing coming up in October at Chapters in Waterloo. If you go to my events page on canadasdatingcoach.com, you're going to see it there. Sarnia Modern Woman Show coming up in October too. I'm doing the Huntsville Girlfriends Getaway at Deerhurst Resort in November. So
there's so many more things
coming.
Wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
All right, great. Chantel Hyde, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It is 9:53. We'll be back after this.